KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. An accident at a food processing plant in Oakland Tuesday morning has left one person injured. The company at OSI issued a statement to the media saying that approximately 11:30 this morning, a contractor was servicing a piece of equipment when the accident occurred outside the plant. The contractor's employee was transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs by Oakland Fire and Rescue, and the extent of the injuries is unknown, but the person has been discharged from the hospital. Some reports from employees on their social media sites made reference to a generator exploding outside the facility, but that has not been confirmed. Well, personnel with the Villisca Fire Department, along with several other firefighters from departments within Taylor, Page, and Adams County, battled a large field fire Tuesday afternoon. Montgomery County Emergency Management Director Brian Hammond said on his social media page that the fire involved several hundred acres, large round hay bales, and brush piles. Hammond said also that conditions are ripe enough for fire to get out of control and move at a dangerous speed. He mentioned it was Villisca's second fire of the day. All of the blazes were in Taylor County, just southeast of Villisca. The fire danger index in southwest Iowa was in the very high category on Tuesday. Shelby County is entering its spring fire season, and Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seivert says there is an abundance of dead material that's in the process of fully drying out. With limited access to fields due to thawing conditions, Seivert says they're going to start their biweekly updates to their fire danger boards. Updates are on Tuesday and Thursday of each week. And from now through Thursday, Seivert is asking local businesses and fire departments to place their fire danger boards into the moderate category. The next update will be on Thursday morning. There are four distinct color-coded levels of fire danger in Shelby County. Low, when you're asked to call in and report your burning projects to dispatch at 712-755-2124 and notify your local fire chief. Moderate, you're also asked to call in and report your burning projects, and timing during moderate settings should be during the morning or evening hours and extinguished by dark. High danger category is burning of any kind is restricted unless approval is received from your local fire chief. And controlled burns not reported will result in a fire department being dispatched in Shelby County and fires extinguished if they're determined to be unsafe. And under extreme fire danger, burning is prohibited unless you have a signed permit from the local fire chief. And again, citations can be issued if you burn without permission under extreme danger conditions. The Red Oak Police Department reports two women were arrested on felony forgery charges Tuesday following a lengthy investigation that encompassed parts of Mills County and stretched into the state of Missouri. Officials say 23-year-old Desiree Pauline Willis and 23-year-old Jessica Lynn Hardman, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody. Willis was arrested at around 3:10 p.m. on seven counts of forgery, while Hardman was arrested just before 7 p.m. on a single forgery charge. Both women were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond each. And at around 1:45 p.m. Tuesday, Red Oak police arrested David James Alstead of Red Oak on charges that include possession of marijuana, third offense, possession of meth, second offense, and delivery of a controlled substance, meth, second offense. Alstead was taken into custody at 2nd and Knuckles Street in Red Oak and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $14,000 bond. And the Atlantic Police Department informed the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce officials yesterday about a purse that was stolen around 5:15 a.m. Tuesday. The chamber is warning its member businesses not to take any checks or credit cards with the name Carla Michael, Carla with a K. If you receive a check, credit card, or debit card with the name Carla Michael on it, you should contact the Atlantic Police Department at 243-3512. In our funeral announcements, Larry Eisenbeis, age 73, of Greenfield, died Friday. Funeral services for Larry Eisenbeis will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Nita Larson, age 92, of Harlan, died March the 1st. Funeral services for Nita Larson will be today at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Roger Sandhorst, age 65, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Celebration of life service for Roger Sandhorst will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Elaine Sheldon, age 87, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Elaine Sheldon will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John Wells, age 83, of Manila, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for John Wells will be today at 1:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Willis Merritt, age 86, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Willis Merritt will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Roma Murray, age 80, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Roma Murray will be on Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. David Henry Mutum, age 84, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for David Mutum will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ray Eucken, age 88, of Cumberland, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Ray Eucken will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Helen Rose Musich, age 93, of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Musich will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maynard Heinbusch, age 88, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Maynard Heinbusch are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.